Exclusive, EU looking to push anti-white racist policies using draft equalities report. By Peter Catalan, June 8, 2022. An elected representative within the European Parliament has derided elements within a draft equalities report which he claims will be used by the bloc to push anti-white racist policies. A draft report on racial justice, non-discrimination and anti-racism within the European Union contains elements that will be used by the bloc to push anti-white policies, an elected representative within the EU's parliament has claimed. Tom van den Driesch, an MEP for the Flemish Nationalist Party Vlaams Belang, told Breitbart London that the draft report, which contains lines focusing on structural and institutionalized racism, has its roots in leftist ideology, and will in his view ultimately be used to push for policies discriminating against ethnic Europeans. Systemic or structural racism is not based on facts but is a Marxist theory, van den Driesch asserted, having previously told Europe's Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs that the ideology makes it seem like every white citizen or Flemish citizen is a racist. They do not want to combat racism, which works in all directions regardless of the color of the victim's skin, but want to impose anti-white racist policies, the Flemish nationalist continued. They call this positive discrimination, but what exactly is positive about discriminating people because of the color of their skin? We cannot allow this. Van den Driesch concluded by harking back to the words of American civil rights activist Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., telling this publication that a person must not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their character. Reportedly published internally last week, the draft report is only the latest element in Europe's progressive crusade against the specter of racism, with the bloc and its individual states pushing a number of Great Reset projects and policies in the hopes of crushing dissident views. Such a campaign has put the EU at odds with those claiming to champion free speech at home and abroad, with one senior official from the bloc even taking on Elon Musk when the billionaire announced he would take over Twitter in the hopes of backing free speech. The EU does not want free speech. That is dangerous for their system, van den Driesch previously warned Breitbart after Thierry Breton, the European Union czar for its internal market, threatened to throw Twitter out of Europe should Musk refuse to censor content deemed problematic by the bloc. While Musk since appears to have bowed to Breton, saying that he was exactly aligned with the EU's censorious point of view in regards to the internet, the public may be beginning to become tired of the Union's progressive hegemony. For example, a poll released last month revealed that nearly half of those living under the ever-censorious German state believe that political correctness has become a threat to free speech within the country. Despite the constant efforts of the country's government to push progressive values, sometimes even by the barrel of a gun if necessary. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.